The New Jersey Council of the Blind Chronicle, October 2012, Convention Issue. We thank AudioVision, the radio reading service of the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, for the use of their recording studio to produce the cassette and digital formats that are aired on AudioVision and our website, www.njcounciloftheblind.org. We thank AudioVision's John Hart and our webmaster Dave Casterline for their technical assistance. The Chronicle is read by Bob Lucas. For more information about AudioVision, call 1-800-792-8322 or visit their website at www.audiovision-nj.org. The NJCB Chronicle is also available on Newsline. The New Jersey Council of the Blind's mission is to strive for the betterment of the blind and visually impaired community. The purpose of this publication is to provide a forum for the free exchange of ideas, opinions, and information that concern blind and visually impaired people. The New Jersey Council of the Blind, NJCB, is a 501c3 corporation, and all gifts are tax-deductible. Tax-deductible donations should be sent to the treasurer of NJCB. 4 quarterly newsletters are sent to members free of charge in either large print, audio cassette, or email. Non-members may request the NJCB Chronicle by email, and for an annual donation of $5, may receive copies in large print or on cassette. In order to make the Chronicle better, we need and appreciate information from our chapters, from individuals, and from agencies and other outside groups and organizations which serve the blind and visually impaired. Articles to be included in the NJCB Chronicle, requests for copies of the newsletter, or membership information should be sent to NJCB, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. They may also be emailed to njcounciloftheblind@verizon.net or phoned to 609-882-2446. All information must be received by December 1st to be included in the next issue of the Chronicle. You may obtain the current and back issues of the Chronicle and other information from our website at www.njcouncilofthblind.org. And that's the end of that article. President's Message. Hello, my fellow NJCB members. It appears that a long, warmer-than-warm summer is almost at an end. I hope that everyone had an enjoyable sharing of family and friends, and perhaps were able to take some interesting travel adventures that you just might want to share with us all soon. Oddly and Bob Lucas once again generously represented our NJCB at the ACB National Convention in Louisville, Kentucky. They were able to catch up with some old friends and make some new contacts. They both reported some interesting programs and news from the national office. We will all look forward to hearing from them again in upcoming meetings. As usual, the months immediately following the convention are somewhat quiet and reserved. However, things will start picking up again after the summer break. One new possibility is the beginning of video descriptive television on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. The initial offerings are limited, and there have been some initial problems in these programs, but at least it is a beginning that will improve with time. I look forward to meeting everyone at our state convention on the 27th of October at the Clarion Hotel Palmer Inn on Route 1 South in Princeton, New Jersey. The doors will open at approximately 8 a.m. At 9:30 a.m., we will have a business meeting in which we elect new officers for the 2013-2014 term. This is my final term as your president, and I can't say enough about how much I appreciated serving you to the best of my abilities. You are a wonderful group of people. The activities scheduled for the rest of the day are listed in a subsequent article. Again, I look forward to seeing as many of you as possible on the 27th. The more the merrier. All the best, John Vernon, President, New Jersey Council of the Blind. And that's the end of that article. Keep it moving. Come to the NJCB convention on October 27th at the Clarion Hotel Palmer Inn at 3499 Route 1 South in West Windsor. An abbreviated agenda follows this article. We are planning a day packed with information, prizes, socialization, and good food. There will be something for everyone attending. For those of you who are planning on spending Friday night at the Clarion Hotel Palmerin, call the hotel at 609-452-2500 and tell them you are with the New Jersey Council of the Blind. Make sure you do this before October 8th to ensure that you get the reduced rate of $76.99 per night. Many of us will be gathering for dinner at the hotel for dinner at 6:30 p.m. on Friday evening to meet Ken Stewart and renew friendships. Complete the convention registration form at the end of this newsletter with your meal choice and your choice of format for your program in either large print, cassette, or braille. It must be received no later than October 15th. If you have any questions, you may call Audley Lucas at 609-882-2446 or email her at audley@verizon.net. Hope to see you on October 27th. That's the end of the article. Convention schedule. 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. is registration, continental breakfast, and exhibits. 9:30 to 9:45 a.m. is welcome by President John Vernon and the invocation by Bob Lucas. 9:45 to 10:45 a.m. is the NJCB business meeting and election of new officers. 10:45 to 11 a.m., Vito DeSantis, Executive Director of New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, will tell us what's new with CBVI. From 11 to 11:15 a.m., Adam Sapaniak, Director of the NJ State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, will fill us in with what's new at TBBC. From 11:15 to 11:30 a.m., there will be short presentations by the exhibitors. And then from 11:30 a.m. until 12:15 will be an open time for you to go to the exhibits. From 12:15 to 1:45 will be our luncheon banquet with our keynote speaker, Ken Stewart. 1:45 to 2 o'clock, we'll have a break. And then from 2 to 5, there will be speakers and workshops. From 5 to 5:30 will be the wrap-up, and 5:30 p.m. is the adjournment. And there's a note here. Door prizes will be given out at the beginning of each session. You must be in the room to claim your prize. Raffles and 50-50 drawings will be throughout the day. The exhibitors are as follows. The New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, Adam Sapaniak, their director. The address is P.O. Box 501, Trenton, New Jersey, 08625-0501. Their toll-free number is 800-792-8322. Their fax number is 609-530-6384. And their website is www.njsltbbc.org. The next exhibitor is Chuck Cohen, who is the president of CTEC. The address is 2 North William Street, Pearl River, New York, 10965. His work number is area code 845-735-7907. His fax number is area code 845-735-0513. His email is Chuck, C-H-U-C-K, at magnifyit.com. And his web address is www.lvpshop.com. The next exhibitor is Tricia Ebel. She's an independent living assistant with Heightened Independence and Progress. That's HIP. Her work number is 201-996-9100. Her email is tebel.ber@hipcil.org. And her web address for her company is www.hipcil.org. And the last confirmed exhibitor we have is Sherlock Washington of Disabled. And it's SW Unlimited LLC, 81 Ortley Court, Mattawan, New Jersey, 07747. His work number is area code 732 290 7-7. His fax number is 732-290-1688. And his cell phone is area code 732-208-5353. His email is Sherlock, Sherlock, at swunlimited.com. And his web address is www.swunlimited.com. The presenters, in order of appearance, Vito DeSantis, Executive Director, New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Adam Sapaniak, Director of the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, Ken Stewart, President of the CCLVI chapter in the metropolitan New York area and longtime member of the ACB Board of Publications, Pat Kay, who is a certified Native American flute facilitator, Lee Tilden, who is the president of Computer Talk. There will be other speakers in addition to those mentioned above. And the convention committee is Frank Schack, Joyce Soa, John Vernon, Larry Morgan, and Audley Lucas. And that's the end of that article. The directions to the Clarion Hotel, Palmer Inn, are as follows. The Clarion Hotel, Palmer Inn, is located at 3499 Route 1 South, just south of the Market Fair and Pep Boys in Princeton, at the corner of Route 1 and Emmons Drive. Pure Restaurant is in the same complex. The hotel's phone number is 609-452-2500. From the north, take the New Jersey Turnpike south to New Brunswick, getting off at Exit 9. Take Route 18 north and follow signs to Trenton, turning onto Route 1 south. Watch on the right for the Market Fair Shopping Center, the Meadow Road overpass, Pep Boys, and finally Emmons Drive. Turn right into the Clarion Hotel Palmer Inn parking lot. From the south, take Route 295 north, getting off at Exit 67, heading north on Route 1. Pass Quaker Bridge Mall on the right, and just past the square at West Windsor with Lowe's, take the jug handle at Meadow Road from the right lane going over the highway toward Trenton to get onto the southbound lane of Route 1, equivalent to a U-turn. Stay to the right, passing the southern entrance to the Market Fair, Pep Boys, and Emmons Drive. Turn right into the Clarion Hotel Palmer Inn parking lot. From the east, take Route 195 west and get onto Route 295 north and follow the directions from the south. Or take Route 33 west and pick up Route 571 west toward Princeton in Hightstown. At Route 1, get onto Route 1 south. Watch on the right for the Market Fair Shopping Center, the Meadow Road overpass, Pep Boys, and finally Emmons Drive. Turn right into the Clarion Hotel, Palmer Inn parking lot. And that's the end of that article. This is your nominating committee report. The nominating committee is made up of the following members: Ed Fetish, Chairman, Gene Canella, and Bill Doherty. Ed presented the following slate to our members at our general business meeting at Camp Happiness on July 28, 2012. Those proposed were Larry Morgan for President, Frank Schack for First Vice President, Joyce Soa for Second Vice President, Ottilie Lucas for Secretary, and Bob Lucas for Treasurer. The election of our officers for 2013-2014 will be held at our business meeting at 9:30 a.m. on October 27, 2012 at our convention. Others can be nominated from the floor. Before nominating a person for an office, be sure to get their approval to run. We thank John Vernon for serving NJCB as president for the last 4 years. He has been a conscientious and capable leader, and we hope that he will remain active for many years in the future. And that's the end of that article. Constitutional change. We presently use the term annual convention in two places in our Constitution, Article 4, Section 1, and Article 6, Section 1. Since we do not have conventions every year, a proposal was made at the July 28, 2012 meeting at Camp Happiness to change these two statements to annual meeting. The vote will take place at the October 27, 2012 business meeting. And that's the end of the article. CBVI covers the bases with the Trenton Thunder. This year, for the first time, the Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired's CBVI Board of Trustees joined ranks with the Trenton Thunder baseball team to award scholarships to two CBVI students who have demonstrated an outstanding commitment to education, advocacy, and community involvement. Both scholarship recipients delivered outstanding interviews that left the entire selection committee feeling inspired and elated. Wesley Brooks' positive spirit, determination to succeed, and his advocacy on behalf of all people with disabilities resulted in his having the distinction of being chosen as the first recipient of the Trenton Thunder Blind and Visually Impaired Awareness Night Scholarship for Leadership and Community Service. Wesley is a Middlesex County resident who attends Monmouth University. In 2011, his dedication to helping plan and coordinate New Jersey's first annual Disability Pride Parade led to his being appointed the Grand Marshal of that celebration. Tiffany Wang's tremendous personal fortitude and exemplary level of commitment of fulfilling the educational requirements for achieving her career goal of being a clinical psychologist made her the unanimous choice for the Nat and Sally Rogoff Scholarship for Academic Excellence. Tiffany is a Bergen County resident who attends Ramapo College. During their lifetimes, the late Nathan and Sally Rogoff were both well known for their philanthropy and dedication to helping others, especially young people who were blind or visually impaired. Mr. Rogoff served on the CBVI Board of Trustees for over 30 years. The scholarship awards were presented at Covering the Bases, the 6th Annual Blind and Visually Impaired Awareness Night with the Trenton Thunder, on Thursday, July 26, 2012, at Waterfront Park in Trenton, New Jersey. Also honored that evening was Harry Eberle, who is an esteemed and respected member of the visually impaired community. Throughout his life, Harry has been active in the New Jersey Lions and many blindness organizations. This former president of the Mercer County Association of the Blind is responsible for managing the operations of the huge cafeteria complex at Fort Dix and still finds the time to dedicate a great deal of his energies to community service, helping build homes for needing families through Habitat for Humanity, coordinating toy and coat drives during the winter months, mentoring other visually impaired business enterprise trainees, and making holiday time visits to senior centers dressed as Santa each year are just a few of the reasons why he was selected as an honoree. The Trenton Thunder baseball team is the AA affiliate team of the New York Yankees. Every year since 2006, in partnership with CBVI and the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, the Thunder have hosted a Blind and Visually Impaired Awareness Night during a regularly scheduled home game played at Waterfront Park in Trenton, New Jersey. And that's the end of that article. The New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, CBVI, launches an iPad pilot project. This is written by Christine Hinton, supervisor of Meyer Instructional Resource Center, and Amy Riccardi, coordinator of educational services. As the mainstream educational environment acknowledges the need for changes in the way we think about reading and comprehension related to technology, it is important that the needs of students with visual impairments are met through new strategies for both students and teachers. The New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired is currently conducting a statewide 12-month iPad pilot project for 15 students with low vision. The students received their iPads on June 26, 2012, at an event attended by Jennifer Velez, Commissioner of the New Jersey State Department of Human Services, and Vito DeSantis, Executive Director of CBVI. Each year, the CBVI George F. Meyer Instructional Resource Center has a challenge when charged to provide over 800 book titles for visually impaired students throughout the state of New Jersey, resulting in thousands of reproduced pages. Large print textbooks provided to students in grades kindergarten through 12th grade are all reproduced 11 by 17 inches in size, and the print size ranges from 18 to 24 point fonts in size. After enlarging the text, the books are produced in several volumes, Otherwise, the weight and size of the book would be too large for the student to use. These enlarged tech books often do not fit on an average school desk, and at times students must tear out the pages being covered in class to make using the books manageable. The basis of this pilot project is to provide iPads to 5 CBVI students from each of the 3 regional offices who have ordered large print books from the agency in the past and who are in the 9th through the 12th grade. Each of the students possesses some technological experience with downloading and reading electronic books. They are required to use electronic textbooks for 50% of their school book requirements. Student input on the use of the device, including the device itself, apps, hypertext, markup language used to interpret and compose text, nonlinear hypertext, that's the information that is presented in a non-traditional linear format, and interactive text, that's the text that requires readers to interact with the text to achieve an outcome, will be explored. Some of the presumptive outcomes of this project are that the students will be provided immediate access to text with customized print size to accommodate their individual visual disability, enabling the students' independence in obtaining documents and texts in a timely manner. Enhancement of the students' functional capabilities in the educational setting, and reduction of the number of devices that a student would need in the classroom. The use of the iPad will allow our students the ability to utilize the same equipment as do the other students, thus ensuring inclusion and equality in accessing most books. And that's the end of that article. Attention, chapter officers and members at large. All chapter dues and membership lists are due to be given to the treasurer, Bob Lucas, at the NJCB convention on October 27th. Please include in the membership list member's name, address, phone number, email address, legally blind or fully sighted, format for newsletters, that would be large print, cassette, or email. Please also send your membership list with the above information as an attachment to Audley@Verizon.net. The dues are $6.50 for each voting member. It is appreciated if the members at large would also pay their individual dues of $10 to Bob Lucas at this time, or mail your check for $10 to Bob Lucas, Treasurer, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638-1410. Renewal forms for the members at large will be available at the registration table. Invoices will be sent out near the end of the year to our members at large who have not paid their 2013 dues. Also, don't forget to bring door prizes, cash, and other gifts, and give them to Frank and Joyce Shack at the registration desk. Thank you, Bob Lucas, Treasurer, NJCB, and that's the end of that article. Friends of NJLBH Meeting Notice. The next semi-annual meeting of the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped will be on December 1, 2012, at the Trinity United Methodist Church at 1985 Pennington Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08618, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Lunch will follow for a cost of $5. Call Audley Lucas at 609-882-2446 or email her at Audley@Verizon.net to let the friends know you are coming. And that's the end of that article. Braille Writers for Sale. NJCB received 3 donated Perkins Braille writers. Richard High, a certified Perkins Braille repairman and NJCB member, has cleaned and repaired them at a much reduced price. There are 2 Braille writers still available. We are selling these writers, which are now in very good condition, for $250 each. They cost about $650 new. Contact Robert Lucas, Treasurer of NJCB, with any questions or to order at home number 609-882-2446, his cell 609-638-4232. The address is 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. His email is zcpabob, that's zcpabob@verizon.net. This is a great buy. Share this opportunity with your friends who are looking for a dependable Perkins Braille writer. And that's the end of that article. Chapter Reports. Garden State Guide Dog Users. Hello, everyone. By the time you get this newsletter, we will have had our conference call meeting in early September. The next face-to-face meeting will be held on Friday, December 7th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the home of Vicki and Ricky Curley at 16 Green Farm Lane, Stockton, New Jersey, 08559. Pizza and salad will be the refreshments served at this meeting. Hope everyone enjoyed the summer and that you all will have a good fall. Lauren Casey, GSGDU, President. Mercer County Association of the Blind. The members of Mercer County Association of the Blind have had a very active summer. Several of us celebrated their birthdays and anniversaries with a picnic at the Lucas's home on June 30th. The Lucas's enjoyed representing NJ Council of the Blind, and the Curleys represented Garden State Guide Dog Users at the ACB Conference and Convention in Louisville in July. We enjoyed a delicious picnic and the NJCB quarterly meeting at Camp Happiness on July 28th. Many of our members and friends enjoyed the hospitality of the Trenton Elks for our annual picnic on August 4th. Several of us have been benefiting from the descriptive video movies at our local theaters. We are looking forward to our regular meeting starting Thursday, September 20th, as well as a dinner to celebrate our members who have birthdays in the months of September through December. We hope to see many of you at the NJCB convention on October 27th at the Clarion Hotel, Palmer Inn in Princeton. New Jersey Blind Citizens Association, NJBCA. After hosting the NJCB quarterly meeting on July 28th, we are preparing for a busy, busy October. On October 13th, we are sponsoring an antique car show in the parking lot of the Middletown Shopping Center on Route 35. This is the site of the old Pathmark store and Applebee's and Chuck E. Cheese's. Admission is free. The following day, October 14th at 7 p.m., will be a fabulous doo-wop concert featuring Johnny T. at the Red Oak Diner in Hazlitt. The concert only costs $20. Food and drink can be purchased separately. On October 20th, the NJBCA Ladies Auxiliary will be serving the annual All-You-Can-Eat Spaghetti, Sausage, and Meatball Dinner from 4 to 7 p.m. at Camp Happiness. Camp Happiness is located at 18 Burlington Avenue, Leonardo, New Jersey, 07737. Dinner tickets can be purchased in advance for $10 by calling the NJBCA office at 732-291-0878. And that's the end of that article. Mark your calendar. Saturday, October 27th, 2012, NJCB Convention at the Clarion Hotel, Palmer Inn. See prior articles. Saturday, December 1st, 2012, Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped's Fall Meeting at the Trinity United Methodist Church from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Friday, December 7th, 2012, Garden State Guide Dog Users Meeting at the home of Vicki Curley, 16 Green Farm Lane, Stockton, New Jersey, 08559. The meeting will begin at 1 p.m. and will be over at about 3 p.m. Call Vicki at 609-397-3150 to let her know that you are coming. Saturday, January 26, 2013, NJCB Quarterly Meeting at the Trinity United Methodist Church in Ewing. Watch for more details in the January 2011 issue. End of article. NJCB officers are President John Vernon, 609-392-3674, First Vice President Frank Schack, 973-595-0116, Second Vice President Joyce Soa, 732-596-9675, Secretary Audley Lucas, 609-882-2446, Treasurer Bob Lucas, 609-882-2446. Note, there's a disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this newsletter are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the New Jersey Council of the Blind officers and or members. The editor reserves the right to edit articles submitted for both space and content. And that's the end of that article. Now following is the NJCB 2012 Convention Registration Form. The date? Saturday, October 27, 2012, from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. The place? The Clarion Hotel Palmer Inn, 3499 Route 1 South, Princeton, New Jersey. The phone is 609-452-2500. Cost is $50. Hotel rooms. Make reservations directly through the hotel before October 8, 2012 to get a reduced rate of $76.99 plus tax for Friday night only. Call the hotel at 609-452-2500 and tell them that you are with New Jersey Council of the Blind. To register for the convention, fill out the form below and send it with your check payable to NJCB to our treasurer, Bob Lucas, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638 by October 15, 2012. And his number is 609-882-2446. And the following information is required to be filled out on the registration form. Your name and address, your phone number, your email address, whether or not you are an NJCB member, just a yes or a no, and how you would like your program. And your choices are Braille, large print, or cassette. Your meal choices are chicken piccata or eggplant parmesan. Total cost, $50. Any questions, call 609-882-2446. And that's the end of that article, and that's the end of the October 2012 convention issue of the Chronicle.